Listen, you're not a body, and you are still free. And we're continuing with the idea of the power just for a moment to make a decision with what you want to be. Without the power of being enslaved by the idea you are a body formulation, you'd be free today. And you carry freedom as your gift to those who still believe they are enslaved within this body. Be you free so that the Holy Spirit can make use of your escape from bondage to set free the many who perceive themselves as bound and helpless and afraid. Look with me. Let love replace their fears through you. Accept salvation now and give your mind to Him who calls to you to make this gift to Him. Or He would give you perfect freedom, perfect joy, and hope that finds its full accomplishment in God. You listen with me. You are God's Son. In immortality, you live forever. Would you not return your mind to this? Then practice well the thought that the Holy Spirit is giving you today. Your brothers all around you stand released with you in it, and the world is blessed along with you. And God's Son will weep no more, and heaven offers thanks for the increase of joy that your practice brings even for this. And God is going to extend His love and happiness to you as we begin this cycle of time that you're not a body, that you're free, and that you can hear the voice that God has given me. And it is only this that my mind is going to obey. The presence of you in this moment of re-identity of yourself and the idea of the reformulation of the energy of a change in the factoring of your own life are why we have decided to continue with the possibility of the sequence within the power of your mind to decide the outcome that you want. I'm going to teach just for a moment about the difficulty that you have in correspondence with yourself, in the possibility. I'm teaching directly to you as this 50-year-old scientist. Okay? Come on now. I'm teaching anthropic. Have you ever heard that word, anthropic? What I'm going to offer you is my certainty that you are already aware that the mind is deciding the outcome that it wants in its identity. You see, the problem and difficulty is not that. The problem and difficulty I'm going to teach for this objective 7-year cycle because I feel like it. You and I stood out together. Right now we're doing it now. And we look up into the universe, don't we? All right? Now, we appear to be this body formulation. There isn't any question about it. Yet look with me. We begin to examine and measure possibilities of a power of light that includes, let's say, billions of galaxies and light formulation of yourself that we're viewing together in this association of deciding the outcome that we want, okay? How is it possible for you? And this is the inquiry about the entire teaching, that while you are talking to me about anthropically the idea that there may be one entire source of reality, which would be the power of light decision, which now I'm teaching for myself, I know that you are, by increasing the frequency of the decision of the conversion of the faculty of light by which you are identifying your limitation. All right. You want to be, go directly to what the problem is? Somehow you think that I'm separating religion from Jesus and the power of, that's total nonsense. What I'm asking you is this question. If you're observing all of the universe out there, who is it that's making the observation? I ask you a question. Who is it that is deciding that he's a body and that he can now look out into the universe and see all of these factors of light that are going out on there and still holds himself within this frequency of light? Okay? The time will come and dead and is now when you are going to hear from me the reassemblage of the possibility that the action of your mind can set terms for you on what you want to be true within your own sequence of time. I'm going to set up a cycle of time. I'm curious to see whether you're hearing me or not. You're going to have to teach this. Fundamentally, time is an invention of the space in which you find yourself. Come on. There isn't anything new about that. 80-year-old guy, teacher that was born in Easter Sunday morning in 1926. Were you conceived on Easter Sunday morning in 1842? Yeah. Were you conceived in the possibility of the definition of your body within an arrangement of sequence of a memory within your own mind where you continue to undergo experiences of alteration of your body form? Certainly. We're attempting to do this now with the discipleship. Remember that first hour with Benny? The idea that revelatory moments have occurred in my own mind, but I seem to have lost them. I seem to have lost what I previously remembered within the sequence of my mind in regard to what I want to see in the agency of the conversion of my body form. Let's say that I'm going to choose you. Would you like, shall I teach from him? Would you like, this is all now directly from the reappearance of Jesus. Would it be possible for you, this is using Benny, for us to get together and for me to walk among you with my certainty that not only are we in multiple presence with each other, that going on within another frequency of life is the entirety of the continuing conversion of our body formulation. Here, this is my declaration to you. Now, of course you can prove to me that I'm still a body, and I will still be a body, but you listen for only one reason, and that is you have decided within the objective association of the formulation of the light, which is demonstrating to you a very weak, dim picture of what you want to see, that you are setting up parameters and getting reflection of what you want to see. There's a description of this that's so beautifully defined by Jesus when he serves the multitude that I begin to teach the New Testament. Listen to me. Your problem is not that you are not aware of what the teaching of the New Testament is. Your problem is the necessity for you to accept it individually within the formulation of your mind. Is it possible that you're going to do that? Let's say that I'm going to come into your attention. I'm just curious about this. I teach a factor of the possibility of a miracle conversion of your mind that's going on right here and now. I teach from my own certainty of revelation of my mind with the simple declaration that there is no world. This is directly now from the scripture of Jesus. But what good is that going to do you if you insist on remaining within that frequency? Okay, let's demonstrate it. Okay, I've decided to come in to a parameter of consciousness. I'm not here yet. I'm getting ready to come in. I'm going to teach. Shall I teach? Can I do a little healing? Watch me. I'm going to teach you, this is with perhaps any declaration of the minister, of someone who wants to teach the power of his own mind to decide the outcome that he wants within the definition of himself, and the simple admission that he's already getting the outcome that he wants, that he's choosing what he wants to be true within his own mind, that he's walking into this frequency with me, and he has already decided, we use the word crucifixion, we have already decided that we are going to have to undergo an experience of loneliness and pain and death within the definition of ourself. Fine. What happened to the resurrection? Query. What happened to the idea that the power of decision on what you want to see is yours to make? Now, I tried it. Okay? I came into this sequence with you this morning. All right? I have to be bringing ideas about what I want to see in my 80-year-old body with me, because you are going to prove on my birth certificate that I'm 80 or 105 or was born yesterday. Do you remember this? The memories of the reflection of light by which you are identifying yourself in the circumstance of your galactic idea of power are always only reduction of what you want to view about yourself. Now, here's the idea of the healing. This Benny is doing this beautifully. We all get together and we all sing hymns about Jesus, and he walks among you, and some of you seem to be immediately healed, and others seem to continue to suffer. Listen to me. Jesus has absolutely no concern about that. He could care less about your demonstration, because he is going to teach you, for example, in John 16, that the power of decision remains within the possibility of your own mind, and that the outcome that you want is what you're going to bring into this sequence of time. Practice with me now. We are deciding together that there's another factor in a continuum of time, and I'm using the word dimensional, ideas of yourself that are going to be available to you because you have decided within your own idea of memories about yourself in the resurrection of Jesus that this would be a good time to bring it about. All right? Now, the idea that you have no consideration of my teaching or why you're here. Would you look with me? Okay, to continue to activate within your own mind, first of all, the pain that's going on here, the loneliness that's going on, the revenge motivation by which you get even with a guy that's out there, all right, with absolutely no acknowledgement of the necessity to forgive the act within your own mind. I'm very simply why you're here. Here's what's going to occur now. We're in this frequency. Here we come. That alteration you brought with you. Now, some of you have projected the idea of leaving here within this sequence. This is the difference that occurs in the physical healing, okay, in the miracle of conversion with Jesus. Listen to me. One thing we've acknowledged, will you please with me? The only time that you can possibly be whole and perfect within your arrangement of yourself is when? Remember when we wrote about this? I'm supposed to read a little sequence of the idea of the physical conversion of your body. But I'd like to have you see with me that. The invention of the idea of a place location where the captivity of you is being demonstrated within the power of your mind are the manner in which you protect yourself within the illusion of the power of the idea of gravity, the idea of power pressing in on you that you protect yourself from. Here we go. just will really surprise you about that. I'm very certain that this is just an illusion, a fabric of light. You ready? So are you. Yet there's within you a deep-seated fear of admitting to the place that you're in. This is how many of the Christian healers are going on, and they are energizing the body. Coleman, who did this very well, Catherine. Because the idea of your capacity using the Holy Spirit of energy to heal physical bodies are the entirety of the teaching of Jesus that is possible for you to heal. Is that why some of us get whole and perfect and others don't? Of course. Because it's very simply this. The power of decision is still yours to make, even despite your determination to organize yourself within the framework of time in which you find yourself. This is my entire teaching. The reappearance of the power of the conversion of light, of Jesus of Nazareth, in the perfection of his own body identity, is nothing but the performance. Here we go. Now we're really going to do it. You brought this memory with you when you came in. I'm reminded that you have already examined me within the idea, oh yes, this is the old man. He was in World War II. He had tragic experiences of death. I'm talking about you now. Just as you have memories in you about the associations that you're holding about your body form. Now, the entirety of my teaching is that if I can increase the frequency of the conversion of your own mind, you will have an experience where the power of formulation in which you originally located yourself in space-time will simply disappear. Will simply disappear because they are disappearing. What you'll feel at that moment is the joy and happiness that you're not a body. Come on. You're not going to be a body no matter how you formulate yourself. But the necessity for the power of decision remains yours within the frequency of yourself. Now, I can read you a lesson that's going to say, come on, I am deciding the outcome that I want within the faculty of my mind. And everything that's happening to me are the outcome that I'm getting about what I want to see. Well, is that the practice that you're undergoing too? Of course. It's the basic and fundamental admission within the power of decision in the forgiveness of my enemy. And I know you turned me off a long time ago. Because I'm teaching that the guy that you hate, that you detest, that's in another body formulation, you can listen to me, is actually just a reflection of your own mind. Is there anybody out there? The guy that's out there that you have decided to love within the frequency, I'm using Benny again, in the recognition that the power of decision is mine to make, is a decision that we have made together. I've decided that there has to be something else. This is the idea, I'm going to grow old gratefully, and I'm going to occupy this body, and I'm going to suffer death and loneliness and pain. Query, why? Look with me. You must be deciding in your mind, Homo sapien, of what you want to be the decision within your own mind. This is as directly as I can inform you that all of the power of the universe is yours within the factoring of the light factor of what you want to see. Here we go. This will be our attempt in this final, in this sequence of time. We're setting up a parameter of time that will organize itself with coming into this idea of yourself, recognizing that you're whole within this sequence and taking what was your original attention of always going back in time to find another alternative, which you then projected into the future of yourself and helped and held yourself in that sequence of time. Here I come. Now, obviously, if you looked at the demonstration of the conversion of my physical body form, it would be very noticeable to you that I am regenerating. Come on, I'm going to teach healing for a minute. The idea is that the reflection of light that I'm receiving, we teach this, your latest advice, I guess, is about stem cells. You are actually teaching of the possibility that the power of the conversion of my mind in replication of myself will stem from a single source of what I am in that reality. Is that true? Sure. No. The question is not that. The question is, how are you looking at yourself? The performance of the healing mechanism, of the determination to heal the association of light that appears to be there, are always only the decision you make about yourself within the formulation of yourself. No, looks like I rolled up my sleeve here. Looks like I'm going to undo the possibility that I'm about to perform with you. That simple act of the recognition of yourself. Oh, you look beautiful. Did you come into this parameter? Watch me. Come on, I can teach this. Where two or more are gathered will be the presence of the third, if you need him, which is the conversion of your own mind identity. Now, the activity of exposing this video, this is directly connected to the crucifixion. It's directly connected to the idea that Jesus has suffered on the cross, he's been laid down into the tomb, all of the suffering that's going on in this little sequence of time is going on now. All I ask of you is this, the admission that the body has risen up and has risen up within the conversion of itself. And I'm demonstrating it to you now. And I'm recognizing you. Thank you. Look with me. My concern about what's going on in this activity, this is the hologram of light. I saw you see a flash of light. See that? Now, we bring the ideas of that flash of light into this circumstance. I saw you see a flash of light. Now, that is your individual past and future association. Okay? That is your individual past and future association. Now, I am a teacher presenting myself to you in a continuum of time that has speeded up in the idea of yourself, the relationship by which you are identifying yourself as that body form. Was I healed and whole at that moment? Yeah, come on. I've been telling you since the beginning of time that you're not a body. First thing that Jesus says to you when he shows up here, all right, shall we teach? Say to me, I don't belong here.
I don't belong here. Teaching.
Now, I'm going to leave you within this sequence of time, and you're going to get a demonstration of the power to make that decision. The parameter of downloading the idea of the reappearance of myself, now I'm teaching my 80-year-old body, all right, are the same as your determination to identify yourself as that body and suffer for the consequences of getting old and dying. Because I noticed within the procedures of your need to use up your time that you never seem to be able to do it. Each time you observe yourself is using up your past and future, you seem to be here again. That's why Jesus taught you, remember we just read, the little child that's being born in you has the full capacity to recognize himself within that formulation. Yet the necessity for you to teach forgiveness of the act of the grievance that you're holding against me for being this 80-year-old body. And it would make at that point, and this is Mel Gibson, it would make no difference at any point in which I declared to you that I am a body and must suffer pain and death,
because the proof that I can suffer pain and death are contained not only in myself, but in the reflection in which you recognize me as this 80-year formulation. That's absolutely silly. I am not an 80-year-old demonstration. I'm actually about 3,600 years old. If I go back to the sequence of Jesus, I'll go back another, say, 1,600 years to where I can better reformulate the appearance of myself. I'm going to leave you for a moment. Now, the sequence of time that's going to occur when I come back into this frequency, I promise you, you will be in an entirely different sequence that you were in just a moment ago. You ready? Very simply, because you are in an entirely different circumstance. Now, the decision to retain yourself over all your suffering, all of your grievance, everything that goes on in you is causing this, but you remember you're not a body. You are free. You are as God created you, and that parameter will part now and you'll disappear from here. Now, the moment that you disappeared, I invited you to come back into this sequence. Because God is going with us everywhere we go. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world.
When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away until that sunshine peeps through. There's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Your castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day? Say, just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. So dreams and dream your troubles away.
Listen now with me about the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Look, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Look, and blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake within my own mind. You listen with me. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets. Look with me. You are the light of the world, and a city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. And neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in your house. Look with me. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now I'm going to talk about you as a physical body. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy. I am come to fulfill, because you're measuring yourself within your own mind. Listen, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till you agree with yourself of the necessity of the conversion. Whoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men, so shall he be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great within the idea of the adversity of yourself. Be you therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And the ideas that you have about yourself. Then, I'm going to teach power of mind to make decisions in just a moment about the revelation that you are realizing that idea within your own formulation. The reason that I want to teach it in this particular manner, in the reappearance of the idea that the resurrection has actually occurred, are simply that we need to demonstrate to each other that the power of decision about when that is going to occur is going to be here, and it's going to be now, if indeed the time of the energy of my association with you comes from the certainty that I have successfully left this continuum of time. Come on now. I've listened to you now, human consciousness, describing to me about the universe. Come on now, look at it with me. That's out there in the idea of the billions of stars and the galaxies of power. Now, look with me. I'm going to teach just for a moment. What about you? Where within the particulars of the occupancy of your own mind, in an identity of yourself, in your need to be happy, in your need to share the joy that I'm feeling for you right now, would you not simply make the admission that you have actually already made within your own mind, that in the consciousness identity of yourself, you are making choices about what you want to be true within the formulation of yourself. Listen, the idea that this has something to do with the appearance of the species of man and the resurrection of Jesus Christ are simply examples that I use in the definition of the location of yourself in space-time. Nothing about you was every time or ever going to be real. Every time you come together in an idea of aggregation, and this is why sometime, I'll teach with Benny again, this is why sometime you seem to fail within your healing factor. Obviously you didn't fail. Obviously you didn't fail because he's risen. Obviously, you did not feel because he has risen from the grave. Obviously, you did not feel because this world has undergone an experience and you have disappeared into the kingdom of God. Such does not seem to be the case. Such does not seem to be the case that I am offering you the entirety of the solution within your body formulation, that what you brought into this sequence now, come on now, please, will you try this with me? Try not to be concerned about the projection of your own mind. I understand perfectly well, I'll be meeting with many. I understand perfectly well, you want to hear me? I am teaching the immediacy of the presence, there you are, of Jesus of Nazareth. Look with me. The question is not whether I am viewing him within the perspective of my own mind. The obvious solution is that whatever reflection of light I am getting within the correspondence of the power of decision in the molecular idea of the division of my mind, in the repetition of continuing examining myself within my frame, are why I'm here. The utilization of the New Testament, the utilization of the power of the conversion of the mass density of light have been all of the procedures that you have utilized, say, in the definition. Does it do any good to show you cosmological anti-gravity? This is the teaching of Jesus. Well, how is that the teaching of Jesus? Who wants to know? The power of decision concerning darkness and light are being performed by you in your act of observing the stars out there and seeing the universe shining on you in its wholeness. Hear what? The question is not that. The question is, where are you in this idea of space-time? Okay, where? And now say to me, and when? When are you going to decide within the reflection of this little 2,000 years, which lasted a nanosecond. 2,000, come on. The universe, we understand, 15,000 million years. How's this for a 2,000 year cycle? How's this for the idea that the time of enjoyment in which you are going to see the faculty of the illumination of your own mind is present with you? Time. Time. Lasted but a moment of the space that you occupied. And it's over. And it's gone. Here we come. There you are. Remember? Here's something else. Remember that one? Boy, that's an old one. Sure. Did that make you happy? Yes, but it's gone. Nothing's gone. You always bring with you the decisions that you want in the conflict that you hold about your relationship of body formulation. And then you wonder why you get old and sick and die. Come on, your decision to get old and sick and die within this, whatever association is, are certainly ideas that somewhere you have failed in your appearance within this idea to simply understand that your appearance within this association of yourself was the physical conversion of your body form. Okay? Here you come now. I'm going to practice. I have 7 minutes to do this. This is directly from Jesus. What I am going to do is increase the frequencies of your capacity to be physical well. All right? Many of us have dates in which we remember the devastation of our mind. We remember coming down into a dark association, it's called death, of having another death experience, and another, and another. But each time we seemed to go through the idea of death, we felt a moment of light. This is called death and life. All I'm really teaching you is the idea that the faculty of your body, in association of the formulation of the energy of light, will always demonstrate a location in which you find yourself in space-time, come on now, that is not where you are, because I have already realized with you when I look out into the universe that there's a power of light that would make this little idea about my sense insignificant within my body form. Listen to me. It does not make it insignificant in ideas that I have about journeying out into the universe. Come on now. I'm naturally going to have to get old, and I'm going to have to get sick in this body. But boy, let's all study what our relationship is out in the universe. Why? Why would I want to study my relationship with myself when I can see that there's a whole universe out there? Now, your obvious answer cannot not be, I'm not going to be able to journey out into the universe. Is that true? Mm-hmm. Say to me, yes.
Yes.
Say it again.
Yes.
Yes, of course. Because the cycle of time in which you're representing yourself do not include the increase in frequency of the power of your mind to decide the outcome that you want. Okay. Were you? Yeah, thank you for that, my dear one. Look with me. I don't care what somebody else is telling you about your body. I could care less. I'm an 80-year-old guy. That's nonsense. I can examine myself cellularly. You want me to do it with you? No. You may then decide along with this guy all about nutrition, all about my healing, all about all the things I'm doing with my body. You gonna listen to me? I don't care. I'm teaching you this. The decision of the result that you want are contained within your own mind, and that the occupancy of yourself within your body does not mean that you will not, for example, use gentle observation of the consumption of yourself in your body form. But you listen to me. You want to hear me? You're not a body. All I'm trying to demonstrate to you is that the action of your mind in the perfection of your, should we practice a little minute from Jesus? Jesus said to me, I'm going to heal the sick and I'm going to raise the dead. And I said to him, Master Jesus, how are you going to do it? You know what he said to me? He said, I'm going to take a drink of water. I'm just the hell that I'm going to try to teach you. Okay? You're about 80% water anyway, aren't you? But the activity of my mind in the reflection are not necessarily the water, since it's in a containment, but the idea of the power of my decision to decide what will occur when I drink of the water. Because the power of decision of the result that I want are what are going to heal me. Look out there. You mean if I take a sip of this water, you're going to be healed? Too late, you are healed already. See that? What happened to you is you thought about taking a drink of, geez, I'd love to teach. Dear one, this is the old man. I love to teach the idea that you can decide to take a drink and it's the same as drinking it. That's why when Jesus shows up to be baptized, John says to him, why would I baptize you, Jesus? You have already been converted by the water. Jesus says, No, I want you to baptize me for a moment so I can demonstrate. Watch that. Hydrogen? Huh? Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen? Boy, oxygen is poison, isn't it? One of the major poisonous in my system is oxygen. I don't think I'll use oxygen anymore. I think I'll just use hydrogen. Is that possible? Sure. Double negative hydrogen is how you leave here. Before I forget, thanks for putting up with me and the activity and the decision you're making about yourself. This is my entire teaching. The faculty of deciding the outcome within the power of your own mind to decide what you want to occur within this factor of light are the singular evidence that the power of decision is yours to make. You are deciding the outcome that you want, and you're getting that result. I know that does not seem possible to you within your association. Yet I notice with increasing evidence that you keep making decisions. And each time you make a decision, you seem to get an outcome within your own mind about what you want to see. You listen to me. Each time you make a decision about your association in space-time, you just want to practice, say to me, I'm dead.
I'm dead.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. Here, I'm going to read to you one evidence of it, and I'm curious to see where you hear the resurrection of Jesus. Listen with me about this. Will you listen about this interruption that's going on in the light frequency? Here, remember you came into here, you had projected it into the future. You brought your past with you, you're going to release your past. By not projecting it into the future, it will collapse in gravity in on you because you don't protect yourself and you'll disappear. You did just disappear. You just disappeared with that idea of yourself. Yes, that's loose now. This is turned on. I took a drink of water and I saw you. I saw you. Was I really looking at it? Reflection of life. This is Jesus directly. The enlightenment of my body association is the immediacy of the availability of it. Listen with me. Listen to this now and let's celebrate a little bit. Listen. Remember, this is a celebration of this time and place. In the miraculous event of what's occurring as we meet again, because this is an ancient promise about an exit portal from infinitely small maze of space and time has been opened. Remember, time lasted but an instant in your mind with no effect upon eternity at all. And so is all time past, and everything exactly as it was before the way to the nothingness of yourself was made. Here it is, a tiny tick of time in which the first mistake was made, and all of them within that one mistake held also the correction for that one. And all of them that came within the first are going on here and now. And in that tiny instant, time was gone, for that's all it ever was in the entirety of you and each day, and every minute in each day. And right here and now, you are reliving the single instant when the time of fear and loneliness and death took the place of love. So you die each day. You're dying again each moment until you cross the gap between the past and the present, which is not really a gap at all. That's your life. It's a seeming interval from birth to death and on to life again. It's a repetition of an instant that's already over and gone, that you can't relive, and all of time is but this crazy idea that it's true. Will you do this with me? Forget the past. Let it go. Let's do it together. You stand no longer on the ground that lies between the worlds. Why? You have gone on and you've reached the world that lies at heaven's gate. This is Jesus now. There is no hindrance to the will that you are exercising or any need whatsoever that you're going to go back and repeat again, and still again, and still again, a journey that was over a very long time ago. Look with me, forgive your brother. You got to practice this. You're going to have to forgive all of the ideas of what appear to be your body form, and you can behold the world in which the perception of yourself in all of this pain and loneliness and death and attack that you find about yourself has been transformed into a world of the love that I'm feeling about you. Did that happen just then to you? Did you begin to have an experience of a new you in a correspondence with me? All I'm really asking you to do, so we practice just for a moment, to let what is happening anyway happen. If I'm going to use the idea that you've looked out into the universe, are traveling at 186,000 miles in a second of the light idea of yourself, and it's going to take you about 1,000,000 years to get out into that universe. Look with me. Would it be possible for me to suggest to you that once you begin to observe the possibility of the conversion of the ideas that you have about yourself, the ideas that you have about yourself, listen, are what life itself is. Teach, you're going to be whole, and you're going to be perfect, and you're going to get the result of this 80-year-old guy, no matter what you do. Now, you know, that was it. Thank you for that healing. Don't be concerned, okay? Well, I'm still this old lady getting old and dying. Who cares? It makes absolutely no difference. You're not going to be able to be here longer, this is from Jesus, than this little 2,000-year cycle anyway. Because the moment that he underwent the experience of 2,000 years, or 3,600 years, or approximately 40,000 years, and the idea of yourself. So did you. Here's the light. There it is. There it is again. There it is again. There it is again. Now, here's what happened within the association of this. I'm curious about the return of Jesus. I assure you that he's back here. Here's what happens when he comes back. I'll use Benny. Yeah, he knows it. Okay. When he makes an appearance, you immediately recognize him in the power of your own decision, and the world is over and you're gone. The activities of attempting to teach the idea of the reassociation of the body are why I decided to stay here for 40 days. I'm going to have to challenge you with the idea. You're going to identify me as suffering pain, as undergoing the experience of living in this body association. That's okay. What I want you to see is simply this. The power to decide the outcome that you want is still within your own mind to make. And by deciding in the miracle of the currents of your mind that you want neither the past of you or the future of you, since we have agreed that the conversion is going on here and now, that conversion is going on here and now. And you look beautiful. Never mind that body. I could care less. You see that? What you simply do is undergo an experience of light and you disappear. So many angels around you, and I didn't mean to teach that. You have so many angels around you offering you the solution, my dear loved one. What do you think angels are, if they're not reformulations of the activities of your need to escape back into heaven? Angels are all around you. And the intensity of my love for you is so great that I have returned with Jesus to offer that moment of the conversion of our body form. This is my mission. Dear one, this is your mission. This is your assignment, to come back with Jesus just for a moment. It's called, call it the second coming. It's simply the idea that you're having that conversion. I'm having that conversion. I'm having that conversion in my mind. Here we go. There we are. Boy, that was bright. Is that all right? That was bright. Oh, that was brighter. That was brighter. And you're gone. This is coming back into this cycle. How much time has passed that this come back? Don't worry about that. The decision that you're making now is the decision that you're making now. And the decision that you're making now are one that you and I have made together. I decided the certainty that I can escape from this bondage of space-time. You have decided your certainty that we can escape from this bondage of space-time in the power of the conversion of our light. And this episode of pain and death is over, and the memory of it is no longer contained within our mind, except in the moment when I recognized you, in the moment that I recognized how much I'm in love with you, how much I'm certain that we found it together, how much I'm certain that the mission that we came back into space-time to perform has been successful. And we're celebrating the release of that defense that we had held upon ourselves. God is with us now, isn't he? And that the love that I'm feeling for you is explicitly for you. It's meant especially for yourself in the joy that you're feeling at escaping into the universe of love. Into the universe of love that we're sharing together. There you go. It was good to be with you. It was good to be with you. It was good to be with you. It's intense. Thank you for that intensity. My fear is gone. My fear is gone. I love the increase in frequency of my conversion.